Good morning, it's Sonia here on The Breakfast Show. 8:22 is the time. Ronnie mentioned in his message about the Beckhams, a family affair that's become very, very public this week, with Brooklyn Beckham, the eldest son of David and Victoria, posting a very detailed, lengthy post on his social media, making all sorts of statements and claims about family life and a rift with his parents and the fact it's been going on for some time. It seems as though it started, there's certainly lots of headlines and talk about a potential rift within the family when Brooklyn got married in 2022 to Nicola Peltz, and she's the daughter of a billionaire. She's American, so he spends a lot of time over there. Since then, there's been lots of talk of rifts and reports of rifts, and it seems like it's come out in quite a lot of detail, certainly from Brooklyn's perspective, this week, as he posted lots of claims about his mum doing a dance on him at the wedding and ruining the wedding, the fact that, in his view, brand Beckham's more important than the family. They always want to control the narrative of the family's lives, Brooklyn claims. Nothing official in response from David and Victoria relating to this, but this has become very explosive in terms of the revelations this week, but very public when it comes to a family feud. Brooklyn saying he doesn't want to reconcile with his family. We've been getting some thoughts on this because, yes, they might seem quite a way away from us in terms of the glitz and glamour and the bank balance, but actually the issue of family fallouts and sometimes going to a point potentially of no return is something sadly quite a few of us can relate to, have had happen to us in our own lives. We've got Vicky Parkinson with us, who's the head of family mediation at the relationships charity Talk, Listen, Change. Morning to you, Vicky.
Good morning. Hi.
Morning. Hi. What's your assessment, given your own background and experience, what's your assessment of what's gone on this week?
Well, we can't speak for any specific family or situation without lots and lots of information. But we do know that social media is a great platform for celebration, you know, a fun day, lovely holiday, seeing different products, keeping up with people you don't see often. But for estranged families, social media can be a real challenge. People can express themselves in ways that may have been more productive or healthy handled privately. People can write things or comment things on social media that they potentially wouldn't say in real life, in a real conversation, or maybe they would frame it differently in a respectful conversation. And of course, you're never seeing the full story or every point of view in a situation. What's something that we're seeing play out in the situation with the Beckhams is that we're seeing the same information on social media being then interpreted in different ways. So often people will react to information based on their own experiences or how they would feel if they were the parent or if they were the son or they were the daughter. Also, as we know, you are often only seeing, of course, the perfect snapshot of life on social media. Goes without saying that people are usually only posting their best moments and portraying the most positive impression they can. And why wouldn't they be doing that? That isn't unexpected. People will, of course, naturally want to put their best selves online. But that can be really hard to digest when you're estranged or you're going through conflict with somebody.
And putting out something like this, and again, as you say, we don't know the full ins and outs. We don't know what's gone on. We don't, you know, none of us really know. All we can go on is, you know, tabloid rumours and headlines of a potential feud over the last few years. And then what Brooklyn's put out himself, but he's been quite clear. He doesn't want a reconciliation and he's fed up. And it's interesting. And again, you know, they live in a world that we can't really comprehend, but he's arguing, you know, all these stories, this narrative, he's had enough. And so he's put it all out there for everyone to see. Is there any way of going back from that?
Well, the thing is, what makes a healthy family relationship is what feels healthy for that individual or collection of people. And the two key things are always going to be communication and setting healthy boundaries. We've got a lot more knowledge and understanding of how important those things are and to respect the boundaries set by other people. We've got more awareness now about good and bad family dynamics. And we are seeing, as we've seen here, that family members at different generational points are understanding understanding the value of their voice and are more prepared to speak up if they're comfortable. But at TRC, we would believe that there's always room for communication. There's always room for looking at what those boundaries are, respecting those boundaries and sitting down and trying to have a healthy conversation. But it has to be in a way and at time that everybody's ready for. And obviously, it sounds like that could be a while for the Beckhams, but we don't know the full story and we don't know what is currently going on behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, it sounds a bit cliched, but talking is key, isn't it? And trying not to let the emotions get in the way. But we are emotional beings and sometimes that is really tricky. But that then starts to influence our response to things. And then you as a parent might get defensive if your child is saying, well, I'm not happy about this and the way you brought me up in this. And then you get defensive and it's really difficult to stop it getting out of control, isn't it, for any of us?
Well, absolutely. And one of the biggest challenges can be for a parent is coming to terms with the fact that your children are becoming adults, which means they've got their own set of values and likes and dislikes and goals and aspirations. And adults aren't always going to agree with each other or have the same vision. It's just how we then manage those disagreements or different views that dictates whether it turns into conflict, really. And again, like say, it comes back to communication. Sounds so simple, but having an early, honest conversation, raising issues even when we want to bury our head. Sometimes we need to have really difficult conversations to help us move forward, even if it's uncomfortable or it feels hard to dedicate the time to. And I think that's really key as well. It's dedicating time and effort to difficult conversations and to being open and honest with each other. You know, we're so busy. We're all so busy all the time now, aren't we? And sometimes it's really important to just get back to basics, sitting down and having a conversation when you're ready and doing that in a way that's comfortable.
And clearly we can't go into specifics about anyone that you've worked with, but generally speaking, as you say, it is a process. And I suppose how long and involved that process is depends on the situation and the people involved, doesn't it? But do you generally tend to see those changes and things moving into a more positive space and that reconciliation through the work that you do?
Absolutely. I can't believe sometimes the light bulb moments that people will have when they do exactly what we were just saying of getting back to basics and sitting together. In through family mediation, we work with people who have separated, helping them make arrangements for the children and things like that, and bringing two parents in a room together to just focus on their child or children is unbelievably powerful. And sometimes they can suddenly realize that actually there's a lot of other noise that's got in the way. And when they sit together and try and remember that the other person isn't a cartoon and that sort of thing, then they can really move forward. And it's lovely. It's amazing to see through the counselling work we do as well. Those moments are incredible to see when you see people taking strides forward, understanding their own behaviour and why they're making certain decisions better. It's just unbelievably rewarding work. It's great. We love it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Vicky, thank you for coming on and just giving an insight into some of the ways in which you help families that are struggling. Vicky Parkinson there, Head of Family Mediation at the relationships charity Talk, Listen, Change.